Blog Talk Radio.
Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. As for us, we are fine. Again, we are in the first month of 2013, and I'm sure that a lot of you have made a lot of promises to yourself, a lot of resolutions have been made, and you know, you're going to go ahead and make some changes. But I'm also sure that a lot of you have already fallen off the wagon. We're only into day six, and you've already stopped doing a lot of the things that you said you were going to start doing, or in some cases, you haven't even started yet. Well, that's life. That happens. However, that's life, and that's what happens to you. We all need to make up our minds. What is it that we want in our lives? What is it that we want in the world? And what things are we willing to do to get the things that we want out of our lives? So today's show is, are you a quitter? Now, I know when most people say, are you a quitter, they look at it in the sense of a negative term. But I'm looking at the sentence, are you a quitter in a positive mindset? And when I say a positive mindset, I mean, are you ready to stop quitting the things that you don't like and start doing some of the things that you do? Are you ready to start to quit some of the things that aren't being productive for you and start doing some of the things that will be productive for you? Are you ready to quit having a humdrum, everyday, boring life and start having a life that's worth living, a life that's going to help you to reach your dreams, help you to reach your goals, and help you to get where it is that you want to be in life? Because none of us want to be failures. All of us want to be successes, but most of us aren't willing to do the things necessary to do them. So today we're going to talk about you taking the helm, you taking the controls, and then you doing something with them. But also, please understand, ladies and gentlemen, that no matter what it is that you want to do, most things don't come overnight. They take time and they take effort. So are you willing to put in the time? Are you willing to put in the effort? Are you willing to have the faith in yourself and the belief in yourself to make the changes necessary? Or are you going to wait around and complain and whine and groan and moan and ask somebody else to bring success to your life or bring happiness to your life or bring fulfillment to your life? Again, if it's going to happen, wouldn't you appreciate it a lot more and wouldn't you cherish it a lot more if you made it happen? Do you really want someone else to bring that success to you, or do you want to bring it to yourself? Do you want to be the person that sparks your life and leaves an example that other people look to and go, wow, if he can do it, I can do it? Or do you want to be one of those people that's always looking at somebody else and wondering, why can't that happen to me? Why can't I have this success? Why can't these things occur in my life? What's wrong with me? Well, what's wrong with most of us is the fact that we're not taking action. We're not doing the things necessary. We're not looking at what we really want and then looking at the essence of what we want and from that coming up with how much it's worth it for us to go ahead and take those steps. Now, those steps could be in your relationship. Those steps could be in your business. Those steps could be in your social interaction with other people. Those steps could be in you taking charge of your body and starting to do things that are going to make you look the way you want to look. Again, that particular thing is up to you. It may be all of those things combined. But understand that unless you take the initiative, unless you take the directive to go ahead and make the directive to go ahead and do the things that you need to do, unless you put something in place to make it so that you start following your dreams, start reaching for your goals, and then taking action behind those thoughts with, of course, a plan, then you're not going to get there. Now, first off, if we want to go back to the metaphysical mindset of how things work, every human being is capable of amazing and fantastic and wonderful things, every single one, okay? And when I say every single one, I'm talking talking about. You have people that have mental illnesses that are still able to do some fascinating things. You have people with tons of physical illnesses that are able to do some fantastic things. Why? In some cases, it's because nobody told them that they couldn't. In some cases, it's because everybody told them that they couldn't. And in some cases, it's because one person, just one person who mattered to that individual, believed in them. And that belief, that love, that feeling, that support, that appreciation for them and their abilities and their lives was what actually motivated that person to go ahead and take the steps necessary to do the things that they did and to do the things that they're doing to find success. However, most of us are trapped in a limited mindset. Most of us are trapped in a limited environment where we're really not getting what we want. We're getting up every morning pissed off because we got to get up, all right, to go to a job that we don't like, to do a task that has either grown old or we didn't like to do it in the first place, or the only reason that we're doing it is because we've acquired bills or we have other responsibilities. And because of those other responsibilities, now we not only take that negativity with us to work because we don't want to go to work, but now we start to blame the people that we're supposedly trying to help by doing what we're doing to earn the money that we're earning. That, ladies and gentlemen, is what I would call a vicious cycle. To sit in a cubicle or sit at your office or whatever your work environment is and to not enjoy your job and to not enjoy what you're doing and to not do it with vibor and energy and effervescence is a crime. And it's a crime that most of us are committing to ourselves. It's a crime and an injustice that most of us are actually bringing to our own worlds. We're bringing it to our reality because guess what? You're not living your dream. You're not reaching for the true you. You're not living a life that you want to live. So that's something that's bad. And it's bad because, again, inside you is greatness. Again, as somebody said to me once before, you know, the cure to cancer, the cure to sickle cell anemia, the cure to MS, you know, a fuel that we can use that won't pollute our environment. All of those things are in somebody's mind. All of those things, there are people right now breathing and people that have passed that could have brought or can bring these things to fruition, but they refuse to live their dream. They refuse to step out of the small, limited box in which they've created for themselves mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and intellectually. And they're not doing the things necessary to bring those dreams, to bring those aspirations to fruition. So if you're one of those people that on Monday you're going to get up and dread going, or should I say, if you're one of those people that thank God it's on what is it, on Wednesday it's hump day, on Friday you're thanking God it's Friday, and then on Sunday as you're preparing for your regular Monday job or your 9-to-5 or your 8-to-4 or whatever it is that you're doing that you don't have any real energy for, then it may be time for you to become a quitter. And when I'm saying become a quitter, I'm talking about becoming a quitter of the things that don't serve you. Becoming a quitter and not accepting the fact that your life is regimented and stuck in this particular type of an existence, to actually take the initiative and take the drive and decide that you're going to live the best life you can possibly live and you're going to do the things that you truly want to do to bring happiness to yourself. Are you that type of person? Are you willing to do the things necessary to have a great life? Because if you are, then guess what? All you have to do is decide that you're going to do it. All you have to do is decide that life is going to be better, that your life is going to be better, that you're going to do things and have and do the things necessary to live a life worth living. Are you ready to reach for your dreams? Are you ready to take that step and launch your life into a greater world, into a bigger universe? Are you willing to become part of the universe instead of part of just the little street you live on or the little area that you live in? Are you ready to, again, take it to the next level? Are you worth it? Do you believe that you're worth it? Now, if you like the show so far, and if you like the shows and like to get an update on any other shows that we do, please dial or call in as a guest, it's 323-443-7471. Again, that's 323-443-7471. But, again, what is it that you want out of life? What are you worth? Most people are not being paid what they're worth. They're not being given enough compensation for the time that they're giving. Because, again, the most precious thing that any one of us has is time. If you don't have time, what have you got? You got nothing. If you don't have time, you've got nothing. Because when your time runs out, ladies and gentlemen, so does your life. And your life is the essence of you. Again, we can't be somebody else. We can only be ourselves. We can't keep on pushing for something and getting nothing and then having joy and happiness. You know, again, do you feel tired? Do you feel trapped? Do you feel unfulfilled? Do you feel unappreciated? Then it's time for you to find something else that's going to help you. And I'm not telling you to quit your full-time job. I'm telling you to find that thing that works for you. If your job isn't working for you, then maybe you ought to find a part-time job that's going to give you some fulfillment, because everybody's looking for a reason to be here. Everybody's looking for a purpose. Everybody wants to have something. Well, again, that's why I say when I talk about a quitter, I'm talking about quitting the nonsense, quitting the things that aren't going to help you grow. So if you like art, then find something that you can do outside of your job that has to do with art, and do it with all of your heart and soul. And then step out into the other avenues of that art. Step out into the other avenues that can make maybe where you can draw or you can compose or you can do other things, like if you're in music, to where people can see the love and the passion that you have for what you do and then turn that into a revenue stream or turn that into a fun and enjoyment and a fulfillment stream. Now, if it's just your job and you need another way to make money, then how about looking at some of the network marketing, other types of marketing, things that you can do? Again, you get people that say that they don't want to do stuff like that because they don't know how to communicate with people, or they don't know how to talk with people, or they don't know how to network. Well, guess what? Every day you're communicating with people. You have friends, you have associates. Every day you're networking. That's another thing. Look at your network. Is your network one that is also fulfilling you, or is it one that's just meeting the minimum quota? Is it one where you've got people that you can talk to? Are these the types of people that you should be talking to? Are these the type of people that you want to be around? Are you the smartest one in the room? If you're the smartest one in the room, there lays your problem right there. In order for you to grow, you need to be around people that can help you grow. People that are at your level can't help you grow. Only people above your level and above their level can help you grow. Those are people that are going to stretch you. Those are people that are going to drive you. Those are people that are going to push you. Those are people that are going to show you, not in a rude way or an arrogant way, but those are people that are going to show you that there's more out there. You know, as I believe it was Jim Rohn said, that if you take the five people that you hang around with and you take their salaries, your salary is in somewhere in between $5,000 or $500 in between those five people if you averaged it. Is that the type of life you want to live? Is that the type of experience that you want to have? Is that the type of legacy that you want to leave for your children and others? Can you help the people that you want to help? Again, if you change your life, you'll change your life to one of happiness. You'll work towards living your dream and start doing the things that you need to do. Again, I'm going to actually talk to you about a particular opportunity, but that opportunity is just one. There are other opportunities out there. So all I'm saying to each and every person listening today is, be it that your dream has money in it or your dream doesn't have money in it, live it, do it, make it a part of your life, incorporate it into what you do and what you want to do with yourself. If it's about money, then fine. Understand that money isn't the whole thing for happiness. Can money help a lot? Yes, it can. But you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe that you can do it and take things to the next level. You can. There's not a question as to whether you can. The question is, will you? Ladies and gentlemen, the opportunity that I'm talking about is with a company called Momentous. Now, the information is down below. If you'd like to know more about that, please email me. The email address is zzsuccess@aol.com. There's also a link there. Click on that link on the show and take a look at that link, and it gives you an explanation about what it is and how it works. Can you be successful in it? Of course you can. Ladies and gentlemen, we are all pearls, and in the company and in our lives, we're all looking for pearls. But we also understand that pearls come in different sizes, different shapes, and different levels of quality. Every single person is a pearl. Live what you are and not what you're presently being. You can become more if you're willing to do more. Stop making excuses. Stop blaming the world for everything that's going wrong in your life and the world, and become one of those advocates that's actually taking action and doing something to make their lives better. Don't spend your life and at the end wonder why. Don't spend your life living, waiting for something to happen that isn't going to happen because you're not willing to make it happen. Be the person that pulls the trigger, so to speak. All right? Find your target. Aim at your target. Practice your breath control, trigger control, all of those things, and then stop aiming. Shoot. Fire. Stop waiting for it to be perfect. Stop waiting for everything to be right. Stop waiting for someone to give you the okay. Give yourself the okay to be better. Constantly look to grow. Constantly look to educate yourself and to re-educate yourself. Visit your local library. You know, I think it's sad that only 1% of the population has a library card. There's a plethora of information inside your local library, but most people will never know that. The reason that they'll never know that is because they don't go. They're not going to go. That doesn't mean you can't go. That just means you haven't gone yet. So take some time out of your busy schedule. What's most people's busy schedule? Looking at some negative stuff on television, listening to some negative talk, listening to somebody that's going to tell them what they want to hear instead of what they need to hear. Again, find people that are going to help you grow. Find books that are going to help you grow. Okay? Don't tell me you read 20 vampire books today, okay? Or this year. Read some things that are going to stimulate your mind and help you grow, help you to stretch, help you to become more, help you to bring more to the table in everything that you do, in your love life, in your financial life, in your ability to communicate, in what you do. Spend some time out there in your community. Don't just get in your car, drive to the office, get out the car, go upstairs, work in the office, leave the office, and then go back home. Do some other things. I'm not talking about the bar. I'm not talking about, you know, again, hanging out at the they used to call it the water cooler. I'm talking about some meaningful interaction with other people. All right? They say great people talk about ideas. Average people talk about events. All right? And below average people talk about people. Make your conversation something of substance. Make your life something of substance. How can Nelson Mandela spend most of his life in prison and then come out and become the president of his country? It's because he was willing to sacrifice. He had a belief, a strong belief, that there were some things that should not be sacrificed. And in order to prove it, basically he spent a number of years in a prison. Well, again, I'm not telling you that you need to go to prison. What I am telling you is that there's greatness within each and every person. The ability to do amazing things is something that you have. It's something that you possess. It's something that nobody can take away from you because that greatness is within you. So because that greatness is within you, then that means all you have to do is allow it to happen. All you have to do is take the initiative and let that greatness come out. Be the real you. Be the person that you are meant to be, not the person that someone else told you to be, not the person that somebody else set you up to be, not the person that it appears that you need to be from the people that you hang out with or the individuals that you talk with. I'm talking about learning more about not only the world, but about yourself. I'm talking about growing and adjusting and doing the things necessary so that your life becomes one that other people look at and it becomes the guide. It becomes the cornerstone of what's going on in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, you possess so much. You have so much. You are so much. There's no question about it. There's no ifs. There's no ands. There's no buts. Believe that the universe is there for you and believe that you are part of the universe. Each and every one of us is made up of what? Energy. What's the world made up of? Energy. So what can you do to have a happy life? Whatever it is that you want to do. But you have to want to do it. You have to bring it out. You have to show not only the world but yourself that it's possible. Because it is. It is possible. You are a gift, a true gift, a gift from up above, a gift from the heaven, a gift from the universe. But you have to believe. You have to get rid of those negative thoughts, those negative beliefs, and those negative I can'ts. You need to stop looking at the bad side of things. You know, it's amazing. Here we're always talking about we've got a war on something. Well, guess what? War has a negative connotation. So for you to have a war on something, what are you doing? You're bringing energy to that thing. You're not, and be it that energy that you're bringing is positive or negative, you're still bringing energy to it, and that energy is negative. Because there's not really much positive in the word war. And guess what? Everything that we have a war on, inside we lose. Again, start to support the things that you're for and stop fighting the things that you're against. Start putting your concentration on making the positive side of whatever it is that you want to do and aspire to do part of your mission. And stop worrying about what other things are happening. You know, you're not driving the car that you want to drive. Start thinking about the car that you do want to drive. Start getting the positive mindset on what it would be like to drive that car, what it would be like to have that car, to the point to where you almost believe, or you believe that you have that car as you're doing the things to set the dominoes up correctly. Stop doing things to tear the dominoes down. Stop doing things that aren't going to, again, serve you and aren't going to make your life the best life that it can be. Because who's in control? Who's in the driver's seat? You're in control. You're in the driver's seat. You're the person that can take this to the next level. You're the person that can make this whatever it is that you want to make it. If anybody has any questions, you're also welcome to go into the chat room and chat and type in your questions. But again, or your comments. But again, who's going to make your life the great thing that it's supposed to be? There's only one person responsible for you. That one person is you. There's only one person that has the correct, the authorization to click the switch, the on switch to your life, the on switch to your happiness, the on switch to your joy, the on switch to your truly being appreciated and finding appreciation. If right now you're not being appreciated by the people that you want to be appreciated by or by anybody, then guess what? You need to find a group of people that will appreciate your qualities, appreciate your talents, appreciate your abilities, and then constantly surround yourself with people like that. Now, mind you, I am not saying yes men or yes women. I'm not telling you to surround yourself with neophytes or with people that are going to kiss your butt, so to speak. What I'm talking about is make your association, make your networking friends, your group, a group of people of character, a group of people of honor, a group of people that walk the talk and talk the talk and walk the walk. I'm talking about you associating your people that are with your people that are going to help you. I don't care if they're white. I don't care if they're black. I don't care if they're Hispanic. I don't care if they're Asian. I don't care what their color is. I don't care what their racial denomination is or their religious denomination. Or their culture. What I'm talking about is people that are going to help you grow. All right? In every group, there are great people. In every world, in every nation, there are great people. They may not look like you. They may not talk like you. But guess what? If you work together in a unified team with all having the same goals and same principles, then guess what? You can do far more than you can do by yourself. Look around you. Are your associations helping you grow and expand? Are they weakening the link? Are these people that you need to quit? Are these people that you need to dump? Are there some things that you haven't done that you need to do that are going to stretch you and make you grow? Are you willing to become more? A lot of people say they are, but their actions constantly say that they are not. Again, what is it that you want out of your life? What is it that you want the world to give you? And what are you willing to give the world? Again, in life, we all get out of it what we put into it. A lot of us really aren't putting a whole lot into it. We're saying we're putting a whole lot into it, but we're really not putting a whole lot into it. We're putting a lot of unnecessary extra garbage into what's going on. We're not taking responsibility, we're not taking the actions necessary, and we're not doing the things to get us what it is that we want to get to. Again, life is short. It's over in the blink of an eye. Why are you closing yours? Think about that. If you're not willing to do the things necessary, how can you complain about the things that are happening? How can you complain about all of the crazy things that are going on around you on an everyday and regular basis? Take a stand. You know that saying, if you don't believe in something, you'll fall for anything. Well, guess what? Too many of us are falling for too many things that aren't serving us and, in fact, aren't helping or serving anyone. They're serving a lot of negative people that don't have the right mindset. They're serving a lot of people that don't mean you any good, don't mean me any good, and don't mean anybody else any good, but they're not serving us. Look at your children. Look at your children's children. Do you want to leave a legacy or do you want to leave debt? Do you want them to remember you for the greatness in which you brought to the world, or do you want them to forget you like they do something that you flush down the toilet paper? You know, most of us treat our lives like a piece of toilet paper. We really do. We let somebody wipe themselves with us and then flush us, and then we wonder why we're now in the sewer, why we're now in the garbage dump, why our emotional mindset is destroyed, why our psyches are ripped apart. Our psyches are ripped apart because you're giving people power that they don't have the right to. All right, you're giving people control of something they don't have the right to control. You're giving people a window into something that they have no permission to view. You're rolling up the curtains when the curtains should be down. You're rolling down the curtains when the curtains should be up. Come on, ladies and gentlemen, let's take control of our lives and do the things necessary so that we can grow, so that we can develop, and so that we can do everything that we're willing to do. You know, I was joking the other day. I was saying that I had surgery on Thursday, but I was out working and doing stuff on Friday. Well, guess what? That's because I'm hungry. I want the best for myself, and I understand that laying there on the bed isn't going to hurt me. Now, mind you, I wasn't in a position where I was doing myself damage, but the point is that most people would have laid there for days, still be in bed, and this Monday they'd be complaining. Don't complain. Take action. Do the things necessary to make your life what it was meant to be, and it was meant to be great. You were meant to do legendary things. However, you're too busy on pause. Your book is open. Write the story that you want people to read. Don't leave it up to them to write the story of what they believe. Do the things necessary to catapult your life to the next level. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. I hope that everybody's listening. Please follow us by going to the upper left-hand corner of the page and click follow. And, you know, I hope each and every time that I do the show that we bring something special to you. I hope that everything that I'm saying is not falling on deaf ears. We've got over 14,000 people now, so I know we're not falling on, or people that have listened, so I know we're not falling on deaf ears because people keep listening. But also remember this, the day that you stop listening is the day that I'm talking to myself. For a leader can't lead unless he has followers. If I have no followers, then all I'm doing is taking a walk. So with that, I want to thank everybody that today, and I want to thank you for your time and your patience. Go out there and have a phenomenal 2013, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, and so on, and do the things that are going to make your life worth living. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show, and as always, I want to thank you for your time, your patience, and for continuing to listen. Thank you, everybody, and have a great and fantastic day. The world is yours. All you have to do is believe, because the universe is there to help you make it. But those positive, that positive mindset is what's going to get you there. Take care, be well, and I look forward to talking to you guys again next time. Take care and thank you.